been wonderful to reflect and remember. And Buried Country is updated. It's out there. It's available now. Clinton, thank you for your time.
No worries.
For your treat. Thank you. Clinton Walker there, the author of Buried Country, the updated version out. So many beautiful tunes there. 7 to 11, ABC Local Radio. As we've been mentioning all morning, the news is out. The verdict's been released by the state government on the future of local councils in all of New South Wales. The briefings have happened. We understand locally Dubbo and Wellington have been told they have to merge. We're going to hear from the mayor of Dubbo in just a moment. Armidale and Guyra have been told they need to consider their future together. Tamworth and Walker need to consider their future together. Liverpool Plains has been spared, as has the Gwydirshire Council. John Colton is the mayor of that community. Good morning to you, councillor.
Good morning, Kelly.
So, lots of campaigning, months of anguish. What do you make of what you've heard this morning?
Yeah, they're right. It's been a lot of anguish. It's been over a long period of time, and we've been spared, and I believe it's due to the work of many people, our very dedicated staff, our determined councillors, and the help of our local member, Adam Marshall, who's been just incredibly good to us over this period.
Have you heard?
Certainly, is relieved to know that we're on.
Yeah. Have you heard why? Why they changed their mind? Why they?
Well, I don't know why, but nobody, and to their credit, none of our neighbours nominated us a possible merger. We have always said we stand alone, and I think you've probably got to at least have one interested party.
Someone wants to get together. So what would this mean for council now? You've actually been working on lots of plans for the future, lots of ideas. This, I guess, heading into Christmas, this must be a great weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a great weight off our staff shoulders, for sure. You know, even though jobs are guaranteed for 3 years, general manager would have been on the road, and some of the directors were, obviously their future was in jeopardy. So, we had a meeting last night, and we're all very hopeful of this outcome, and the great relief amongst the ranks.
It's great to hear you share the news with us this morning. We'll let you get going. Sounds like you're busy on the road this morning, so thanks for the quick chat. Thanks very much, Councillor.
Thanks for the interest, Kelly.
Thank you. That's the Mayor of Gwydirshire Council, John Colton, being told the good news at his council, which is a small sort of group of localities. So it includes Bingra and the Warialda areas that have been spared the force of amalgamation. Not so the case for Dubbo and Wellington. They've received the news this morning that they have to merge, or they have to head down that process of reform. What it will look like, they're all about to find out. The Mayor of Dubbo, Matthew Dickerson, caught up with Dougald Saunders and talked about the situation.
Well, it's interesting, Dougal. At the moment, I haven't received the official communication from the state government. I've been sent an amalgamation map by local government in New South Wales, and they're